Take social studies off the back burner with time-saving, easy-to-prep, and engaging resources at your fingertips. If you're a third through fifth grade educator who wants engaging and quality social studies resources all in one place, wants to maximize your time to prep and teach social studies, and you want social studies to be fun for your students, you might be a good candidate for the Smart and Simple Social Studies membership. This is something that I'm currently in the works of finalizing and putting the finishing touches on. You can get on the waitlist to be notified when the membership will be open. All you have to do is go to smartandsimplesocialstudies.com. Once you join the waitlist, you will be in the know on when the membership will be open next. This is the Social Studies Teacher Podcast, a show for busy elementary teachers looking for fun and engaging ways to easily add social studies into their classroom schedule without feeling overwhelmed or pressed for time. I'm Kirsten of the Southern Teach, an educator and mom who is passionate about all things social studies. I love sharing ideas and strategies that are low prep and easy to implement. So let's dive in together. Welcome to another episode of the Social Studies Teacher Podcast. Today, we're going to get straight into it. We're going to talk about how you can utilize journal prompts in social studies. If I can think back on one of the most memorable activities we always had to do in writing class, ELA class, it was some type of writing prompt and journal prompt. But I actually really enjoyed having a prompt and writing a response to it, even if people weren't reading it or it wasn't really graded. It was just kind of a nice warm-up activity. And so I think this could be of some use in the upper elementary classroom, especially when you're not having a lot of time teaching in certain subjects such as social studies. So this is just a really great way to kind of invoke discussion and get students talking. So today we're going to be talking about 5 steps to using journal prompts in social studies. I'm going to share with you 10 journal prompt sentence stems or examples that could be used for virtually any social studies topic. And I'll also give you an example, gotta lead by example, and give you a walkthrough of the 5 steps using one of the examples with a real life topic. So let's talk about what a journal prompt is. Journal prompts, or journaling in general, is a super powerful tool for engaging students in social studies. It can foster critical thinking and can deepen their understanding of historical concepts, especially if you're talking about it and reflecting on it as a whole group. By using carefully crafted journal prompts, you can guide your students on a journey of exploration and reflection. So today, we're going to be talking about those 5 steps and ways to integrate it into your curriculum or your social studies block. The first step is to select relevant prompts. This is very first thing you want to do is make sure you're choosing journal prompts that are aligning with your curriculum and students' interests. Consider different themes or events or historical figures that you'll be covering or have been covering. And think about prompts that could spark curiosity and critical thinking. Look for prompts that are encouraging students to make personal connections to history and express their thoughts and opinions. I love opinionated journal prompts. I love anything that requires them to make a text-to-self connection and a text-to-text connection. Maybe what other historical event does this remind you of? And a text-to-world connection. How can we connect to the world in, globally? How could this apply to our life and our community around us? Step number 2, provide clear instructions. Before you introduce the journal prompts to students, make sure you give them instructions on how to approach journaling. Explain the purpose of journaling in social studies and the expectations for their entries. So if you don't want them to be just writing a one sentence answer or even just like, because I thought it was really fun, or, you want them to expand upon it or give them some type of boundary of, I want you to try to write at least 3 to 5 sentences, a full paragraph. However you want to structure it, just make sure you're giving those clear expectations. Encourage students to be thoughtful, thorough, and honest in their reflections. Don't have them write down answers, you know, as we're kind of discussing. I've had some students kind of erase their answers and write down what other people were saying. It's like, no, you don't need to do that. You can keep your response. You can add on to it maybe, but we don't want to just change our answer just because somebody else is saying something different. You can also model sample journal entries to show the type of responses that you're looking for. You can have an example and also have a non-example. Step 3 is to incorporate prompts into your lessons. Integrate prompts into your social studies lessons so that you can enhance engagement and deepen understanding of the content. Use prompts as warm-up activities at the beginning of class to activate prior knowledge, or you can use them as exit tickets to reflect on what they've learned. You can incorporate prompts into group discussions, cooperative learning activities, or even independent research projects to further explore different topics. Something that is a major component in my guided curriculum is that I have a let's discuss question and it's purposefully left blank. There's a small little space where after you're taking the guided notes and you go through the slideshow with the students, you have as a whole group the opportunity to complete a quick write. It's like a very quick journal prompt. It's always related to the topic that they just learned about and took notes on. And it's all left blank so that students have the opportunity to discuss with the teacher as a whole group, and then they can write down their own answers. And of course, with the guided curriculum, I do have suggested answers, but of course, a lot for most, if not all, of the journal prompts I have in my guided curriculum, answers will vary depending on whatever people might respond to. But it's a really great discussion point at the end of the mini lesson. Step 4 is to encourage creativity and expression. Encourage students to express themselves creatively through their journal entries. Encourage them to use descriptive language, imagery, personal anecdotes, so those text-to-self connections, to bring their reflections to life. Give them opportunities, if you want, to even incorporate drawings, maps, photos to enhance their journal entries. Celebrate students' unique voices and perspectives in their journaling. And then step 5, you want to also make sure you're creating opportunities for students to reflect and provide feedback. You can always facilitate class discussions after you give them some time to write in their journals or in their notebooks and all of that. And you can have them share insights from their journal entries and learn from one another's perspectives. Provide feedback on students' journal entries, highlighting strengths, offering suggestions for improvement. Encourage students to revisit their previous entries and track their growth over time, depending on what the topic is. I don't remember which teacher did this, but I do remember having teachers respond back to my journal entries, I agree on this point, or, oh, wow, this is really interesting, you know, just kind of responding back. And so that was kind of a really neat way to say, oh, my teacher was reading it and she has like a connection to what I said. So that's really interesting. It could be really beneficial if you want to check their journal prompts. And one thing to point out as far as where to even write these journal prompts, it could be in their current social studies notebook. Something I've also done before is I've gone to a local copy center, like I think Office Depot, and you can purchase composition notebooks, and I had them cut in half. So they were half-sized journal composition notebooks, bright neon colorful notebooks, and it was really cool because it was like, this is my journal notebook. It's different, you know, it's kind of fun because it's a smaller version of a regular notebook, and it's just a really great way to have students do some type of journal prompt and quick write. And additionally, it doesn't provide as much pressure for students to have to like write long pages of responses because it's a half sheet of notebook paper. Like you, if you say like, oh, we only need to do 3 to 5 sentences for this journal prompt, this can kind of give them a better feeling of like, okay, I don't have to write that much. It's only 3 to 5 sentences. But it also depends on your students and what you prefer. But this is always a really great way to kind of incorporate writing into your social studies block as well. All right, let's talk about 10 journal prompt sentence starters or sentence stems, some ideas just to kind of get your brain thinking about things. So here's the first prompt. Imagine you were living during a historical event or time period, so you can decide whichever one that is. Describe a typical day in your life. What challenges do you face? What do you enjoy? The second prompt idea. If you could meet any historical figure from blank, so that's the time period, who would it be and why? What questions would you ask them? Number three, reflect on a primary source document you studied today. What new information did you learn? How does it help you understand blank, so the historical event, better? Number four, put yourself in the shoes of blank, so historical figure. Write a journal entry expressing their thoughts and feelings during a significant moment in history. Number five, how do you think blank, historical event, impacted people's lives at the time? How might it still affect us today? Number six, if you were living during blank, historical event, what role would you want to play? Why? Number seven, describe an artifact from blank, historical time period, that you find intriguing. What did you think it tells us about the people who used it? Number eight, reflect on a recent lesson about blank, so whatever the lesson was. What surprised you the most? What questions do you still have? Number nine, choose a significant event from history and write a fictional newspaper article reporting on it. Include details about the event, reactions from people at the time, and its impact. And then last prompt, number 10, think about a time when you had to stand up for something you believed in. How does your experience compare to the actions of blank, historical figure or group, during blank, historical event? So these are just some examples of prompts that are designed to encourage critical thinking, reflection, and empathy, while also deepening students' understanding of different historical concepts and events. I will make sure to have all 10 of these journal prompts on my blog post. So wherever you're watching this episode, if you just click blog post, episode 45, you will be able to click on that specific website page and you can see all of those. So you don't have to write down these word for word. I probably should have mentioned that at the beginning. Sorry about that. But you can definitely see all of this on my blog post. Now let's go through an example using one of the previous prompts that I mentioned, and we're going to go through it with all of the five steps. So I've decided to kind of think about World War II. This is something that's usually taught around this time of year. So here is my prompt example. How do you think World War II impacted people's lives at the time? How might it still affect us today? So let's think of step one, selecting relevant prompts. For this example, we've chosen a prompt that asks students to reflect on the impact of World War II on people's lives, both during the war and also in the present day. So this is aligning with a lot of upper elementary social studies objectives, just kind of relating to the causes and effects and implications of a variety of historical events. So we're good on if it's relevant. Step two, providing clear instructions. So before I would introduce this prompt to students, I would make sure to provide instructions on how to respond to journal prompts. So hopefully it's something I've already been doing with them in the past, but it's okay if it's not, because you can always introduce it as soon as today if you want. But you would make sure to explain that students are considering the ways which World War II has affected individuals and communities during the war, not just in the United States or in maybe Japan, but also people who were Jewish living in Europe during World War II. And you can always think about a variety of different groups if you would like to, depending on who you're focusing on at that certain time, as well as how its legacy continues to influence our world today. What kind of thinking about the effects of World War II and how you know, the United Nations was formed and how that kind of has led to what we might have today as far as cooperation among a variety of nations. So we would want to make sure that we're emphasizing the importance of thinking, reflecting, and thinking thoughtfully, and in, you know, having them use what they know about World War II and its causes and effects to form their responses. And I would even say just like making sure that it's 3 to 5 sentences. We want complete sentences. We don't want to just write a one sentence answer depending on your students. Going into step 3, we can incorporate this prompt at the very beginning before talking about World War II, but just for the sake of the content itself, this is probably something I would do towards the end of the lesson as kind of a little exit ticket. So this is kind of just a way, like we're talking about the causes and effects of World War II. And so this is something that they can reflect on individually before sharing their thoughts with a partner or with a small group or as a whole group. Additionally, maybe you've already talked about World War II. The following lesson at the very beginning, you can definitely do it as like a warm up, like thinking, hey, let's think about what we talked about yesterday or the previous 2 days. Then that's a great way to put it at the beginning of a lesson. But if it's not something they haven't actually learned, then I definitely wouldn't put this topic as something that they would do first. Step 4, encouraging creativity and expression. So give them the opportunity to choose to write from the perspective of somebody living during World War II, such as a soldier or maybe a civilian or even a child experiencing wartime hardships. Alternatively, students can reflect on how the war has shaped our world today. So thinking about human rights, maybe some technological advancements. And then they could also, if you want them to, add drawings or maps or photographs to enhance their journal prompts. Lastly, we're in step 5, give them the opportunity to reflect on their writing and provide feedback to their peers. You can have a class discussion after they write for about 5 to 10 minutes, and students can share their insights and offer feedback to one another. You can also have constructive feedback on their entries and highlighting strengths, offering suggestions for improvement, or you can kind of do it as like a, like, I will read your response and I'm going to respond back to it in some way, rather than kind of thinking of it as a, you know, like, these are the strengths, these are the ways to grow kind of thing. So it's however you want to do it, but it's great to have students reflect on what they have responded to and give them some type of insight and feedback to help them with the next journal prompt. In general, journal prompts in upper elementary is a really great way, especially in social studies, to deepen their understanding of different social studies concepts and foster critical thinking skills. So if you follow these 5 steps that I listed out, you can always create a supportive environment where students feel empowered to write their opinions, reflect, respond, and engage with history and social studies in meaningful and constructive ways. Hopefully this was an informative episode for you, and I hope that you can try out journal prompts if you haven't already. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for listening to the Social Studies Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, hit that subscribe button and leave a review. I would love to hear your thoughts. You can also find me on Instagram at The Southern Teach. I can't wait for you to join me in the next episode for more teacher tips and strategies. Something's a-brewin' at the Southern Teach TPT store. If you have not heard already, I'm in the works of creating a year-long social studies curriculum for communities, Texas history, and U.S. history. The guided Smart and Simple social studies curriculum is daily lessons and activities that are bite-sized and can easily be implemented in 30 to 45 minutes. It's TEKS aligned for all you Texas teachers, but it's still flexible enough to use in any order or with any state curriculum. And each social studies unit has everything you need to simply teach social studies. Easy to follow lesson plans, guided notes, practice activities, exit tickets, and so much more. It's everything you need to implement engaging social studies lessons that students love and teachers enjoy, because it's so comprehensive and super easy to prep. Right now, you can purchase
any of the bundles for 20% off.
If you're interested, you can head over to my TPT store. The link is in the description, and my name is The Southern Teach.